This is going out to the Time Lords. I am Ral, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Space. Space. Space and time. Space. Space. Space and time. Space. Space. Space and time. Time traveling in the mind is really quite fun. I love to do it, and then stop before I have begun. What fun you would have traveling in time. But the only problem is this is just a rhyme. And no one can really travel in time. But it is still fun to think it can be done. And there is nothing wrong in having fun. Space. Space. Space and time. Space. Space. Space and time. Space. Space. Space and time. Now Einstein thought he could travel on a light wave. But as we know now, this is quite impossible. So how on earth was it done? Well, he used one thing we all have, called imagination. And this is something that no machine will ever have. Despite what the scientists might think. Because machines are incapable of free or random thought. Space. Space. Space and time. Space. Space. Space and time. Space. Space. Space and time. By their very nature, they must be taught. But humans, on the other hand, have humanity built in. That is right, you should not believe the spin that the so-called scientists say, just to win. There are humans, even though they smooth over the cracks in the lies that they tell, trying to make lies fit fact. Space. Space. Space and time. Space. Space. Space and time. Space. Space. Space and time. And the fact is that we are all human and we know it. The only people who do not are those who have been reprogrammed by the sick society they were forced to live in. How can you tell up from down when you are adrift in empty space? So to be honest, it really is not surprising some get it arse about face. So really we are all to blame for these crimes that are committed. Because we have all failed to keep an eye on each other's children. Space. Space. Space and time. Space. Space. Space and time. Space. Space. Space and time. But that is not to say that we deserve these crimes or that they go unpunished. But more that we need to understand what our own actions cause. With the aim of helping each other to prevent the crimes from ever happening. Now as a ex-psycho I can tell you this. That I did really have a death wish. That I could have quite calmly have killed anybody who annoyed me too much. And that the only reason I did not was because I loved my own life too much to throw it away on the death of another soul, even if they deserved it. So the simple solution is to not annoy people too much, just in case they are sick. Because if they are, you are likely to get an axe or even an ice pick run straight through your skull, then we will all be saying, well, we told you so. space and time. Space and time. Space and time. Peace. I am out of here. Word up.